Assist client in identifying strategies to reduce debt. A financial counselor will assist clients in identifying strategies to reduce debt, help clients understand their relationship with debt, guide them in managing it effectively, and educate them on how excessive debt could impact their financial and emotional well-being. The concept of a personal debt limit refers to the threshold beyond which one may struggle to manage debt effectively and experience negative consequences. A personal debt limit is an informal boundary the client sets based on their income, expenses, financial goals, and personal comfort level with managing debt. It is the point at which they feel they have enough debt for their current situation and will not take on more unless they know they have a clear, manageable way to repay it without compromising their financial stability. Individual factors like monthly payments and cash flow, emotional and mental well-being, and financial goals determine a personal debt limit. Monthly payments and cash flow. If someone feels that their monthly obligations for debt are leaving too little for other priorities or creating too much financial strain, they might adjust their personal debt limit to avoid financial distress. Emotional and mental well-being. For some, debt beyond a certain point feels like a burden. For others, there might be a comfort level carrying larger amounts of debt as long as it is manageable on paper. It is more than just financial. Stress and anxiety can be an indicator that the client has reached or exceeded their limit. Debt can affect sleep, concentration, and relationships, and these psychological impacts may guide an individual's decision on how much debt they are willing to carry. Financial goals. An individual's financial focus influences their personal debt limits. If an individual is saving for a home, retirement, or other large purchase, they may be prioritizing saving over borrowing. Strategies for paying back debt. Helping clients with strategies for paying back debt centers on one fundamental principle. Know what you owe. Counsel the client to compile all debts, monthly payments, current balances, interest rates, and the projected payoff dates if paying installment or minimum. This inventory offers the foundation for accurate debt-to-income calculations and can help clients visualize their complete debt picture, often revealing patterns or issues they had not fully recognized. A counselor can help the client track their debt using a worksheet like the one in Exhibit 2-47. This form has clients list all creditors' names in column 1 and the type of debt in column 2. Keep options for column 2 language that makes sense to the client, but also discuss the implications of each. They will likely have secured, unsecured, and high-priority debt. The form needs to work for the individual, so be willing to adjust and modify to meet their needs. Clarify types of debt as needed. The client will possibly need to look at each account statement to complete the remaining columns. Once the worksheet is complete, return their attention to how debt affects their overall well-being, financial, psychological, and future opportunity, to help them set goals. Consider revisiting any previously created SMART goals to see where this worksheet might contribute to their previously identified specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound components. Exhibit 2-47. Example Debt Payment Worksheet. Durbend. When setting goals for paying back debt, start with debt awareness and help clients acknowledge their financial situation without judgment. This allows them to face their debt head-on and begin to build a sense of control. From there, focus on achieving small wins, such as making consistent minimum payments or organizing monthly debt tracking. These small steps might create momentum and provide a sense of accomplishment, which can build confidence. Additionally, debt reduction as a feeling should be incorporated into goal setting. Encourage clients to set emotional milestones, such as feeling less anxious or more in control of their finances as they work toward their larger debt reduction goals. By combining actionable steps with emotional progress, clients are more likely to feel empowered throughout their debt management journey. Prioritizing debt repayment. When helping clients prioritize debt repayment, educate clients about how to evaluate their debt. Some debt has high consequences if not addressed. These are obligations that, if left unpaid, could significantly impact their well-being or financial stability. Some debts that initially seem less urgent can quickly rise to medium priority status. While medium priorities can be delayed for a short period, eventually they may become just as important as high priority debts and need to be addressed with the same urgency. It is natural for clients to feel motivated to pay off smaller debts because they can, but this impulse may not align with the best strategy for their financial situation. Educate the client about some results of non-payment using the explanations shown below.